Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Hi, it's Good Friday morning, and we're glad to have you with us here at WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. Jim O'Hara at 9:04 with WVIK News. Religious leaders from the Rockford community gathered yesterday to pray for the victims in Wednesday's stabbing spree in the city that left four dead.
Madeline Encinas attended the vigil with her brothers.
It's just really devastating to hear. It happens so close to us. Like, you hear bad things happening all over town, but when it's right next to you, it feels a lot different.
The victims are 15-year-old Jenna Newcomb, 63-year-old Ramona Schubach, her son, 23-year-old Jacob Schubach, and 49-year-old Jay Larson. Several others were hospitalized. The suspect is in custody. This marks a difficult week for the city. On Sunday, 18-year-old Jason Jenkins was killed when he was stabbed while working at Walmart. Community leaders emphasize that in a time of mourning, it's okay to seek out support. I'm Maria Garner Lara.
WVIK Quad Cities weather today, partly sunny. High near 66. Gusty winds expected. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely with a low around 50. For Saturday, partly sunny, high near 61. And on Easter Sunday, mostly cloudy with showers likely, high near 54. Coming up on Think, YouTube is filled with adorable videos of animals at play, and studying that play is helping to uncover mysteries of evolutionary behavior. Hear all about it at noon today on Think here on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. This is Jim O'Hara.